Hello and welcome to day 13 of the 30-day challenge. I cannot believe that we are here, almost halfway through. I'm Anjana and you're listening to my podcast, Adventures of Anjana. So God bless Instagram for the good things that it shares. A couple of days back, one of my brothers-in-law had shared this reel on Instagram. It said, Herayat, the feeling of longing of a home that no longer exists or never was. A deep and irrational bond felt with a time, era, place, or a person. And it hit me so hard that I almost had tears in my eyes. Now, as most of you know, I'm a Madras Pune. I was born and brought up in Madras, and absolutely every part of that city has something special connected with my life. But because life happens, I moved to another city and now this is my home. But it never takes away the fact that I have this deep, unsatiated longing for Madras. I just close my eyes and think of these beautiful cherry blossomish flowers that used to bloom right in front of my house and fall on the road. It used to cover the road with these baby pink paper leaf-like flowers. And me taking my blue color moped, my bike, my scooter, whatever you call it, and going off to college early in the morning, crossing Nungambakkam flyover, going to college and spending time, then spending some time in the beach, just aimlessly roaming around Pondy Bazaar, just aimlessly walking around the shops and looking at things, maybe buying, maybe not buying them, having chaat in one of those kuti shops with nice cold watermelon juice. These are the basic things. I would do anything to go back and live this life. And I know that even if I go back to Madras right now, none of this would be there because that was part of something that happened in the past and it can never be relived. And this is a lesson that I learned. So the thing is that I'm this kind of person who tries to recreate those moments. At least a while back, that's how I was. I used to recreate moments where I thought if I did this exactly the same way as I did this back then I would get the same results. It took me a while to understand that it does not work that way, that regardless of all the same ingredients and all the same combinations, the outcome will definitely change because life keeps going on. And while we miss that one city, that one friend, or that one moment in time, I think it's best relived in our hearts or in our minds. And, you know, maybe just smile about it when you listen to that one song that reminds you of something or someone special. And just enjoy that happiness that bubbles up and then go back to your own lives. Because a lot of us are like me. We live in different places. We have let go of a lot of things that made us who we were and are building completely new lives and are building completely new worlds. And small memories that remind us of who we were or the life that we lived could work two ways. One, it could make us happy. It could make us smile, bring a happy tear to our eyes and just make our day feel better. Or it could make us feel sorrowful and sit around moping. I don't know what your pick is going to be, but I know my pick because every day when I get out on my bike, I play my favorite song and just remember those beautiful days and let them be there. Because no matter what, that magic cannot be recreated. It is better just enjoyed. Do you resonate with this? Are you also one emotional bag walking around like me? Do you have these special songs or moments that remind you of a time when life was entirely different? Tell me about it. I would love to know and I would love to share that right here on my podcast. I will see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.